She struck randomly, fighting with her sword to keep the Koloss distracted as she plucked members from their group and turned them. Soon, the area around her was in chaos, and she had a small line of Koloss fighting for her. Every time one fell, she replaced it with two more. As she fought, she spared a glance for Ellen's group again, and was relieved to find a large segment of Koloss fighting alongside the group of humans. Ellen himself moved among them, no longer fighting, focused on snatching Koloss after Koloss to his side. It had been a gamble for Ellen to come to this city on his own, one she wasn't sure she approved of. For the moment, she was just glad she'd managed to catch up in time. Taking Ellen's cue, she stopped fighting and instead concentrated on commanding her small force of Koloss, snatching up new members one at a time. Soon she had a group of almost 100 fighting for her. "Won't be long now," she thought. And sure enough, she soon caught sight of a speck in the air shooting toward her through the falling ash. The speck resolved into a figure in dark robes, bounding over the army by pushing down on Koloss swords. The tall figure was bald, its face tattooed. In the ash-darkened light of midday, Vin could make out the two thick spikes that had been driven point-first through its eyes. A steel inquisitor, one she didn't recognize. The inquisitor hit hard, cutting down one of Vin's stolen Koloss with a pair of obsidian axes. It focused its sightless gaze on Vin, and despite herself, she felt a stirring of panic. A succession of distinct memories flashed in her mind. A dark night, raining and shadowed, spires and towers, a pain in her side. A long night spent captive in the Lord Ruler's palace. Kelsier, the survivor of Hathsin, dying on the streets of Luthadel. Vin burned Electrum. This created a cloud of images around her, shadows of possible things she could do in the future. Electrum, the allomantic complement of gold. Ellen had started calling it poor man's atium. It wouldn't affect the battle much, other than to make her immune to atium, should the Inquisitor have any. Vin gritted her teeth, dashing forward as the Koloss army overwhelmed her few remaining stolen creatures. She jumped, pushing slightly on a fallen sword and letting her momentum carry her toward the Inquisitor. The specter lifted its axes, swinging, but at the last moment Vin pulled herself to the side. Her pull wrenched a sword from the hands of a surprised Koloss, and she caught this while spinning in the air, then pushed it at the Inquisitor. He pushed the massive wedge of a weapon aside with barely a glance. Kelsier had managed to defeat an Inquisitor, but only after a great deal of effort. He himself had died moments later, struck dead by the Lord Ruler. "No more memories," Vin told herself forcefully. "Focus on the moment." Ash whipped past her as she spun in the air, still flying from her push against the sword. She landed, foot slipping in Koloss blood, then dashed at the Inquisitor. She deliberately lured him out, killing and controlling his Koloss, forcing him to reveal himself. Now she had to deal with him. She whipped out a glass dagger. The Inquisitor would be able to push away a Koloss sword, and flared her pewter. Speed, strength, and poise flooded her body. Unfortunately, the Inquisitor would have pewter as well, making them equal. Except for one thing. The Inquisitor had a weakness. Vin ducked an axe swipe, pulling on a Koloss sword to give herself the speed to get out of the way. Then she pushed on the same weapon, throwing herself forward as she jabbed for the Inquisitor's neck. He fended her off with a swipe of the hand, blocking her dagger arm. But with her other hand, she grabbed the side of his robe. Then she flared iron and pulled behind her, yanking on a dozen different Koloss swords at once. The sudden pull propelled her backward. Steel pushes and iron pulls were jolting, blunt things that had far more power than subtlety. With pewter flared, Vin hung on to the robe, and the Inquisitor obviously stabilized himself by pulling on Koloss weapons in front of him. The robe gave, ripping down the side, leaving Vin holding a wide section of cloth. The Inquisitor's back lay exposed, and she should have been able to see a single spike, similar to those in the eyes, protruding from the creature's back. However, that spike was hidden by a metal shield that covered the Inquisitor's back and ran underneath his arms and around his front. Like a form-fitting breastplate, it covered his back, something like a sleek turtle's shell. The Inquisitor turned, smiling, and Vin cursed. That dorsal spike, driven directly between every Inquisitor's shoulder blades, was their weakest point. Pulling it free would kill the creature. That obviously was the reason for the plate, something Vin suspected the Lord Ruler would have forbidden. He had wanted his servants to have weaknesses, so that he could control them. Vin didn't have much time for thought, for the Koloss were still attacking. Even as she landed, tossing aside the ripped fabric, a large blue-skinned monster swung at her. Vin jumped, cresting the sword as it swung beneath her, then pushed against it to give herself some height. The Inquisitor followed, now on the attack. Ash spun in the air currents around Vin as she bounded across the battlefield, trying to think. The only other way she knew to kill an Inquisitor was to behead it, an act more easily contemplated than completed, considering that the fiend would be toughened by pewter. She let herself land on a deserted hill on the outskirts of the battlefield. The Inquisitor thumped to the ashen earth behind her. Vin dodged an axe blade, trying to get in close enough to slash. But the Inquisitor swung with his other blade, and Vin took a gash in the arm as she turned the weapon aside with her dagger. Warm blood dribbled down her wrist, blood the color of the red sun. She growled, facing down her inhuman opponent. Inquisitor smiles disturbed her. She threw herself forward to strike again. Something flashed in the air. Blue lines, moving quickly, the allomantic indication of nearby bits of metal. Vin barely had time to twist herself out of her attack as a handful of coins surprised the Inquisitor from behind, cutting into his body in a dozen different places. The creature screamed, spinning, throwing out drops of blood as Elend hit the ground atop the hill. His brilliant white uniform was soiled with ashen blood, but his face was clean, his eyes bright. He carried a dueling cane in one hand, the other rested against the earth, steadying him from his steel jump. His physical allomancy still lacked polish. Yet he was mistborn like Vin, and now the Inquisitor was wounded. Koloss were crowding around the hill, clawing their way toward the top, but Vin and Elend still had a few moments. She dashed forward, raising her knife, and Elend attacked as well. The Inquisitor tried to watch both of them at once, its smile finally fading. It moved to jump away. Elend flipped.